IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoint.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint, a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A warm welcome to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And in this, or in these series of the program Viewpoint, we are criticizing movies with religious themes. And so far we have talked about a lot of movies hovering around the topic of cloning, with our dear guest, Sayyid Abdullah, and Brother Hussein. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Abdullah, and welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum to you, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam, I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. Well, today, let's focus on another one of those movies with the subject of modern technological advancement, such as cloning. And that is none movie, but replicas. Well, it's a 2018 American science fiction thriller. It's about a brilliant neuroscientist who loses his wife, son, and two daughters in a tragic car accident. Using a very cutting-edge technology, comes up with a daring and unprecedented plan to download their memories and manage to clone their bodies too. As the experiment begins to spiral out of control, he soon finds himself at odds with his dubious boss, a reluctant accomplice or a lab assistant, a police task force, and the physical laws of science. And then the plot goes on and develop in a very complicated and amazing way. Well, this is directed by Jeffrey Nachmanoff, with very famous Hollywood star Keanu Reeves, and then Alice Eve, Thomas Milton, John Ortiz, and so on and so forth. All right. Let me begin with you, Brother Hussein. What do you think of the movie?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the movie Replicas, I thought it was an overall good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bad production, but it was a good movie. I felt like it was very exciting. It had like this thriller type of vibe to it. And... Mm-hmm. You know, and one thing that I noticed was that there was like a very apparent undertone of awkwardness. There was like a lot of, you know, like some major plot twists and plot holes in the movie that didn't really make sense. Some of them were illogical. But yeah, it was overall a pretty good movie.
Very good. And Sayyid Abdullah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In my opinion, it was just one of these standard movies. There's nothing to it. It's very typical. The guy's trying to create something. He's stuck. He needed motivation, so his wife has to die. So he's motivated to clone his wife. So it's very, I don't know, in my opinion, was very dull, very basic, very straightforward. And pretty much you can tell where the movie was going from the beginning.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't require a genius. So it didn't have any anything special, anything new, or anything even exciting.
But in comparison with the previous movies like Andover, that the biologist tried to clone his wife, this neuroscientist attempts to clone not only his wife, but also his whole family.
So the concept of cloning is still there. So we're not discussing that concept. That's a different issue. But as a movie in general, I mean, yeah, you obviously have the cloning process. You have the kids. She has to choose which one to clone out of his kids as well.
Yes.
So all these aspects, like I said, aside, as a movie in general, as a whole, it doesn't have anything. They tried to dramatize it, make it like a Brother Hassan said, a thriller kind of type. But I don't think that worked. It was very typical, very predictable. I don't know.
It could be just me. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Before we continue our discussion, let's take a break and we'll be back.
We got a donor inbound, 37 minutes.
Time since cardiac death?
7 hours, 15 minutes.
Proceed. Initiate sequence. We are going to replicate the human mind. We are going to take his biological brain, imprint it into that synthetic brain. Stand by to initiate neural imprint. All functions go.
Back to the program Viewpoint with me, Mohammad Javad, on RIB English Radio. And our dear guests, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. We are talking about the movie Replicas, an American science fiction thriller with Keanu Reeves in it. Well, Brother Hussein, this movie, don't you think delves more deeply into the idea of cloning in comparison with the other movies that we criticized in the previous episodes?
Yeah, actually, I feel like this movie had a much more scientific and like real feel to it than the other movies. This one was, you know, it looked cooler, I guess. It looked more, fact based rather than the other movies. Like, for example, what was that one? The old one. No, the oldest one.
The Sixth Day?
Yeah. Like, he puts a CD inside the guy's head. It didn't really make sense. But this one, you know, it had more of a, like, a logical touch to it. I guess this one was probably the best one in terms of cloning out of all of the other movies that I've seen.
I see. Sayyid Abdullah, how about you?
I would disagree.
Okay.
My opinion is that it's completely, So what they were trying to do is, like, from the beginning, they were trying to, as they call it, they're trying to map the conscious of a person and move it to a robot, right? When that failed, so he said, well, let me do the cloning process, which is with the same concept of image mapping and then transferring the conscious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, you just inject a needle in a brain and suck the information out of it. How does that work? It's not like you have information, like, they're not blood cells that you can just suck and turn them into data.
You don't really suck them, though. Like you copy the information. You copy the map.
How?
Well, of course, by their technology, which is really advanced.
I said, they did not come up with a method. See, if they left the needle away, it would have made more sense. Like, you have a device on your head that could map your head and, I don't know, extract information magically, scientifically. Yes. Right? So it would have made more sense than sticking a needle in your eye.
Yes. But what about those documentaries that, in fact, deals with the issue? Like, they have actually devised some kind of a devices, you know, and then they connected, like, EEG things.
Yeah, so, like, this stuff. It sucks like the Matrix style.
Like, exactly.
The Matrix, like, you just...
Not even like that physically, but they put some, needles or some stuff on your head, and then... it tries to, like, transcribe, for example, your brain waves or something like that.
Yeah, and then they do that with the Chinese medicine where they put needles and they hit certain nerves and your brain interacts to them. So, like I said, that's
but more electronically.
More electronically. That's what I'm saying. If we had a device that could, for example, uses the waves in your brain and turns them into digital information and stored would have been more acceptable a science fiction story than a needle goes through your eye. Mm-hmm. For this is from my perspective.
Yeah, of course.
So, and that's the one thing. The other thing is like, how could you transfer consciousness? You know, it's like cloning a body is one thing, transferring a consciousness is another. With other movies, they did not attempt to transfer consciousness. Rather, they said, well, we're creating a new, like with the Robert De Niro movie, right?
Yes.
Godsend.
Godsend, yeah.
So they were trying to create a new creation, uh-huh. a new person.
Yes.
Well, this one, no. You have the body made in a cube, and then the soul injected into it and through a device.
Yes.
So it, I don't know. Even from a science fiction perspective, it didn't go very well if we have to be more like, you know, precise when it comes to, even when it comes to, even though it's science fiction. But like I said before, it has to be, you know, a bit you can digest, I guess.
You so mean it's awkward to understand.
Very awkward. Like, you know, you have a person and then you inject something into them through a digital device.
Okay. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Stand by for commitment.
Neural tissue intact. Protoplasmic integrity looks good. We have a viable cortex. Do you concur?
I concur.
Ball's in your court, Wynn.
This man is dead. Yet his neurological data is still accessible. We are going to take his biological brain, imprint it into that synthetic brain, replicate the human mind. Ed, boot the mapping sequence.
Optimal. Target
acquired. Lacrimal targeting complete. Stand by to engage neural probe.
Stand by for neural probe.
Stand by.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting. And our dear guests are still Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, in the earlier part of this episode, Sayyid Abdullah made a very good point about the consciousness, and he said that he criticized the movie, the whole movie, and based on the fact that, well, how do we approach this consciousness? We can't digest or we can't understand. There is no method, basically, of injecting that kind of consciousness into the body, right?
Yeah.
In comparison with the other movies.
So
what do you say?
In terms of consciousness, I feel like what Brother Abdullah was trying to say is that, you know, we copy the brain map, right? And then we insert it into the clone.
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness is not something that you can transfer. It's something that comes after you give the body life,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And it has to be, you know, it comes about with very, you know, peculiar circumstances. It doesn't just come like that. Of course, that being said, okay, there are, I guess, ways to transfer consciousness
yes.
in a way. But, you know, it's not really, that's not what they're talking about in the movie. That's not how it works in the movie. They take the map of the brain, they take who the person was, and then they inject it into the clone, and then they regain consciousness
yes.
at their own pace, at their own time.
I see. How do you reconcile or like compare and contrast consciousness and soul?
Well, the consciousness, I feel it has to do with the soul waking up too. Because when the soul leaves the body doesn't really work, right? It's like...
medically dead.
Yeah, it's like
basically.
Medically dead. But
yes.
of course, your soul is still there. It's out and about. The thing is, the soul is like a car and its driver. So the driver is the soul, and the car is the body. And when you know when the soul leaves the body, then you know the car doesn't drive by itself. But when the soul goes back, when the driver goes back into the car, they turn on the key. The you know the car becomes you know quote unquote conscious. So that's how I feel it works with us. You know, the soul presses a couple of buttons. We start moving a couple of fingers. We open our eyes, and we start feeling again. We start living again.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, in this movie, there is no explanation to how the soul came back or how, you know, all of that stuff. It's all very, it's a very, you know, atheist perspective movie, I guess.
I see. We are actually, unfortunately, coming to the end of this episode, but there are lots of questions that I like to ask you. Hopefully, or God willing, I'm going to do so, in fact, in the upcoming episodes. You were listening to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program, on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, the host of this program, and my dear guest in this episode were Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Thank you very much for listening to us.